Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It is week one for the University of Memphis football team, and accordingly, we brought in some former Tiger greats, certainly former Memphis State St. Louis Rams star, Super Bowl champion, and Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce. He joins us on the phone and with us here in studio. I want to make sure I get this right because it's very Pastor Nyrone Hawkins, former Tigers lineman from 88 to 92, former past president of the M Club Board of Directors. He's now executive director of the Memphis Gridiron Ministries. Talked to you about that last year, got a chance to. And also, as I mentioned, the recently installed pastor at Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church. So we got a Rev on the phone, and we got a pastor in the studio. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hey, it's great to be here. Ike B, how you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm well and I'm blessed, man. Listen, I just want to say, first of all, just being in our group and the group that came through South Hall, Nyrone being one of them, we've had a reverend in there so long that we just needed a pastor. So now we have Pastor Hawkins, and we're very grateful for him and the work that he's doing in the Memphis metropolitan area.
Listen, I know you guys are excited about the reunion, and which is next week, and we will talk about that. Ike, we can't wait for you to get in town. But obviously, we must ask. John and I have been talking about it on a pretty much daily basis. Just the anticipation level, particularly for you two gentlemen, about this season. We've been calling it the most anticipated season in Tigers football history. Would you agree with that? Kind of where are y'all as we start this thing up?
Well, I'll tell you what. Just sitting back and just watching how everything plays, I kind of remember, I think it's very similar to the hype that we had coming into 1993. I think the 92 season, we had a really good season, played some good football, ended up 6-5. And then that previous year, we had a lot of great players coming back. The defense was stacked. We had guys like Steve Matthews, Matt Cody, myself, Tweet Martin, Larry Porter, Doc Holliday. And we felt like that we had an opportunity to go to a bowl game for the very first time in a long time at Memphis State. I think this season compares to it because of the noise that's been happening outside of what we're doing over there at South Campus and just the publication that we're getting as a whole. So I feel like the entire athletic program is taking a step forward. You know, one of my messages to the team is always beautify yourself and good things to come to you. So don't go out looking to the party with other people. Do your work inside, and the party will come to you.
How about you, Nyrone? I mean, you're here, so you're seeing it and hearing it every day.
Yeah, and, I'm just excited. One of the things that, like I just said, I just tell them to just keep building. It's a process. And we're not catching anybody by surprise anymore. We have teams who don't want to play us anymore, i.e. Tennessee, Ole Miss getting off the schedule because that L to the Tigers is just not good. So for us to get to where we want to be, we're going to have to kick the door in. And this year is the season where we kick the door in. The thing that I'm most excited about, we know that our offense is going to make it do what it do.
Right.
You know, we got weapons everywhere in a great quarterback. But I'm excited to see what this defense is going to do with the defensive coordinator, with the people who stayed, and the people who we brought in. I'm excited because we brought people in for competition, but there are some Tigers like Whitlow Jr. who held on to his starting job and put in the work. Competition breeds good work. And when you got to compete for stuff and it's not handed to you, then guess what? It makes everybody around you better. So when we get the defense to kick up just a little bit, I won't have to hear Isaac Mouth all the time talking about we could have did this if y'all had tuck up for the offense. It's sort of like a role reversal from the 90s and the 80s when we played.
And I would agree. And I saw you tweeting about it. I think we were watching game. It feels nice, too, to get some of that national recognition, right? To be picked in this spot. I saw where
You know, I know we called it Memphis State, and you know, some folks said, "Hey, man, Nick, it's Memphis now." But the point is, when it came to Group of Five representation, Nick Saban, you know, the GOAT, is saying, "Yeah, I think Memphis State has got a really good shot here." That's got to feel good for guys like you that were program builders.
If he had said Tennessee Normal School, I would have been excited. when the GOAT calls your name, then guess what? You're doing something right. So now we just got to go out, put the work in, and make those predictions come to light.
Yeah, I want to get your thoughts on one of the guys that will be, you know, imperative for this season in Rock Taylor. I mean, there's nobody that's better suited to evaluate him. Him coming back was absolutely massive for this offense and for Seth and for the team. What do you see in Rock Taylor as a prospect and as a player?
Well, let's be real. I'm sure the money is right for him to be back.
As it should be.
About Rock. Rock has an NFL body right now. He's had it since his junior year, and he's been the go-to guy, you know, since he's been in the starting lineup. He's a good route runner. He catches the ball well away from his body. I think he's excellent at yards after the catch, which is everything you want in an NFL pro-style receiver, and I think he has that. He has that mentality. This year, I'm expecting him to take the next step and be in line for the Biletnikoff Award. Get one of those awards into, you know, our trophy case, and I think he'll be that guy that'll be up for it this year, and they may win it.
Can y'all speak to sort of, I guess there has to be a level of pride. I know there is, certainly when John and I talk about it, and the way we've talked about this program in the past, when you're able to, in this day of college athletics, where, like you mentioned it, the money now, you're able to retain a guy like Seth Hennigan, you know, out of a, you know, he's got Power Four offers. You know, you've developed this guy. You've started him since he was a freshman. You've trusted him. He's your guy. And you've had to fight off, right, the Power Four, the power structure, and all the offers he get. So to be able to retain a guy like that, for him to believe, hey, Memphis football is this special to me, and I want to finish it off right, that too's got to be something that maybe you stick your chest out a little bit more. Huh? The fact that Silverfield's been able to keep Seth, I've called it one of his best accomplishments as coach.
Well, I think it's amazing. It's amazing that, you know, he, after his freshman year, I was like, man, somebody in Texas is going to get this guy.
He's going to pull him.
Going to get this guy a boatload of money. So, and that's one of the things that I'm trying to put together for our M Club. One of the things that even with the $25 million from FedEx, that money is not the money of other colleges. So what we have to do at the University of Memphis, we have to make the environment not only for kids that are playing, but for parents to be able to say, look, Memphis does it for my kid. We're not going to be able to beat you when it comes to a money offer, but the environment, that what we give them from former players and the support that they get from the university, I think could be some of those determining factors. Now, we know that cash rules everything around us.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, at some level, the money is going to trump everything. But I want to make sure that we're doing our due diligence with the student athletes, with the parents, letting them know that this university is going to take care of them not only while they're playing sports, but after their career is done. It's one of the things Larry Porter used to say, you can go to Ole Miss, you can go to Alabama, but ain't no Fortune 500 companies in Starkville, and there's none in Tuscaloosa. And if you stay here in Memphis, your opportunities, if you don't succeed and make it to the pro level of getting a job that's going to provide for you and your family, it's much greater.
Ike, I want to get your... go ahead.
Not only that, I'd like to applaud Coach Silverfield for the job that he's doing. I think he's taken a lot of unfair flack, but you just look at the product that he's put on the field year after year, and just being able to keep Seth on the squad. I mean, for Seth being able to stay with Memphis for 4 years or however long he's been there, I think that needs to be rewarded, and I think the responsibility is now in Seth's hands. So when he goes out and plays well, when he goes out and takes us to a college football playoff, that's the type of leadership that we need. And as a university, we can reward that by retiring his jersey or something like that, because he didn't have to be there.
Absolutely.
He chose to be a Memphis Tiger his entire career, and I salute that to him and Coach Silverfield.
No doubt about it. We're talking to Isaac Bruce, NFL Hall of Famer, Nyrone Hawkins, obviously 93 team going to be honored here. I want to get your perspective on just this this new position that Memphis is sort of in as, you know, whether it's ESPN or whether it's this national analyst or that national analyst, when you talk about that group of five slot in the playoff, Memphis is the team more often than not that is coming up. And that is just, like, so different than it has ever been for Memphis. It's usually been – they've been fighting for that spot, fighting for as an underdog to get it, as opposed to being sort of the team that was picked in the preseason. So going from where they've been historically to where they are now, how do you think is the best way to handle that as a program? What goes into that as a team?
You know what? Some of the even the internal conflict that we had between – you know, being a basketball school and a football school. We had to overcome that. And I think we've done a marvelous job doing it. I think it's very different being the huntee and versus the hunter. So we have to learn to be able to fight with our backs up against the wall now. And when we go up against teams that we're supposed to beat, quote unquote, we got to make sure we do that. We got to make sure we go out and play well. We play at a standard that Coach Silverfield is setting. So that whatever color helmet lines up in front of us, they're going to get the best Tiger football that they've ever seen in their lives.
We know that Ryan Silverfield would not want us looking past North Alabama, obviously, but reunion week is next week, and you guys are going to obviously have something for the game on Saturday against Troy. Got a golf tournament going on as well, and an annual tournament that the M Club does, and we're honoring, as we mentioned, Isaac Bruce and that 1993 football team. Just tell us a little bit how folks can get involved, Nyrone. Can they get their groups out to the tournament and play with you guys?
Yes. We still have a couple of spots open, and the great part about this tournament is on a Thursday. Golf tournaments are not typically on Thursday, but I guess people were excited to see Isaac Bruce because tickets are selling pretty fast. So you can contact, I give you the website so you guys can put it on. Here's a website where you can go and sign up for the tournament and the whole sponsorships. But man, we're just excited when we can get former Tigers back together. This reunion weekend is an all sports reunion weekend. So it's just not a football weekend. So Thursday is the golf tournament at Irene Golf and Country Club. Friday is the happy hour event for everybody who ever whoever played at the University of Memphis at the Penny Hardaway Hall of Fame. We had to move it to the Penny Hardaway Hall of Fame because of the 11 o'clock kickoff for the game, so we couldn't use the new turf room, which is excellent. And then Saturday we have the game, so each student athlete, each former student athlete is getting two tickets to the game. And we just want to come out and be I want our former Tigers to get on the train early. Don't wait till we get in the top 25. Don't wait till it looks like we're going to be there. And you're going to have to get your seats because they took 20,000 seats out of the Liberty Bowl. So you may need to go ahead and get your seats now and be a part of what's happening now. Yeah. Be on the front end. Be early to the party. Don't be late.
Yeah, it looked like, I mean, have you seen it, Ike? Have you seen Simmons Bank? It's got, you know, it looks a lot different than back in your day. I'm calling it Simmons Bank. It, you know, the old Liberty Bowl thing over there. We call it Simmons Bank these days. Those upgrades look nice, man.
Yeah, I saw the beginnings of the renovations, but I saw the renderings that were made. It looks awesome. It looks like a great place to host some Tiger games. You know what? But I just want to say about the 93 team, just how special that team was. It was a special time in my life. We ended up starting that season going down to Starkville, Mississippi, right, versus a ranked Mississippi State team, and seeing them upside the head really nice. We ended up going 3-0 in the SEC that year. And finished the season down at University of Miami, playing a great game that I felt like we could have won had we had Steve Matthews tossing the ball around the field. But it'll be a great time for me and my teammates. And want to thank Nyrone Hawkins for heading it. My man Brock over at Memphis. My man Mark, the equipment manager, who always takes care of me so I can get my Memphis gear. So Memphis has always been great to me, and I always like returning the favor.
Who's the next? You know, we know that you're the first, Isaac. We're hoping that's it, that you're the first, and we're going to eventually. Who's the next Memphis football player that we can get in that Hall of Fame with you? I mean, I know that's going to require a lot of work after Memphis, but is he still coming up? Is it? I mean, it can't just be one. You can't. As much as we love you to be the only one, man, we want to. With the building of this program, you figure that's coming, right?
Absolutely. It's coming down the pike, but you know, I like Memphis. pro football or pro whatever Hall of Famer. So I think the next one may just be basketball. I think Hardaway's doing a great job with the basketball program. He had a great basketball career. He's been on the ballot a couple of times. So, you know, Memphis being a basketball school, being known for basketball, I think it's time for that to happen.
Hey, I do want to get your thoughts real quick, Ike, while we're talking about NFL. You know, as a former, you know, 49er yourself, there's still no deal.
Easy.
there's no Brandon Ayuk trade, and I mean, or just deal or trade, I should say. Like when it comes to organizations, and the valuing of you know those players. Are the 49ers, you know, making a mistake here by dragging their feet on Ayuk?
Well, I think currently right now the 49ers have the leverage right now. I mean, because, you know, what we say as football players about the preseason is that the stats don't count and the checks are small. So with him having 1 year left on his deal before he's able to go into free agency, the 49ers have the leverage. They can sit back. They can sit and wait. You know, I don't suggest IU sit back and just leave that money on the table, but go ahead and play the season out. But by all means, take care of the business part. If you're up for a new contract and if you feel like you have some leverage versus the team, by all means, because they'll cut you at a drop of a hat. So make sure you get everything that you feel like you're worthy of. And I feel like Brandon Ayuk is one of the top-notch receivers in the league. He has great separation. He can take the top off of a defense. We saw him do that. And that San Francisco 49ers offense is totally different when you don't have a guy that can take the top off the defense, because what he does for that offense, you can see a Deebo Sanders get loose, Samuels get loose. You can see other guys. You can see the running game get loose. So if he's not there, that offense won't look the same.
Rev, we're gonna hit the pastor's church next week.
We should, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we should all fall in and pay our respects. Recently installed, so proud above Pastor Hawkins here, as we all are, obviously, of you as well. But the man continues to do great things here in the city of Memphis. Man, we're so happy for him here.
No doubt. Yes, sir. He's doing great work. Great work, Nyron Hawkins.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Isaac, and thanks to Nyron Hawkins.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.